This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A coalition of groups, including Children's Hospital Colorado, wants the state to dedicate $150 million in federal relief funds to improve the mental health of young Coloradans. That would account for about a third of the money the governor and state leaders pledged earlier this year to spend for mental health needs. Dr. Sophia Mejarina says kids coming to her pediatric clinic in Aurora are dealing with higher rates of depression, anxiety, loneliness, and suicidal thoughts.
This is a health emergency. The mental health of our youth, they're suffering.
Children's Hospital Colorado formally declared an emergency in youth mental health this year. Suicide is now the leading cause of death among Coloradans aged 10 to 24. The investigation into a security breach of Mesa County's election equipment took a step forward Tuesday when the FBI searched four locations connected with the case. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Mesa County's district attorney says no arrests were made. The searches came on the same day that Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission said it will investigate allegations clerk Tina Peters has accepted gifts above the limit for elected officials. The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who's a staunch advocate for election fraud conspiracies, has claimed he provided security and housing for Peters for several weeks because she faced threats over her role in the alleged security breach. If the ethics complaint is sustained, Peters could be fined. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's Casa Bonita is getting some new flavor. The restaurant's new owners, South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, announced yesterday that Dana Rodriguez will serve as Casa Bonita's executive chef. Rodriguez is a Mexican immigrant who's been nominated for three James Beard Awards. This is CPR News and KRCC.